As he said himself, Purdue President Mitch Daniels isn't that interested in groundbreaking ceremonies.
The business with the phony shovels and the phony dirt is so stale and so worn out.
Even so, he was on hand for the ceremonial groundbreaking for West Lafayette's State Street project. But maybe the fact he got to use a 25-foot dirt loader instead of the standard-issue spade had something to do with that. Daniels was joined by West Lafayette Mayor John Dennis, who manned a backhoe. The equipment came courtesy of Reith Riley, the construction firm tapped to complete State Street's $120 million revamp from west of the Purdue campus to the Wabash River. Reith Riley President Keith Rose says despite Thursday's festivities, there's still a lot of planning to do before people start seeing actual construction.
They won't see an awful lot right away. We're still in the early stages of design and putting the project together.
After that, the pressure's on. Daniels has made it clear he'd like to see the project completed by Purdue's 150th birthday, which comes in 2019. The city and the university are funding the project together, with Purdue hoping the project will make the university's west side more attractive to tenants in the university's fledgling innovation district. For WBAA News, I'm Sarah Fentum.